Joining me on the line, the esteemed state senator for the 42nd Legislative District, Doug Erickson, joining me on the phone. Good afternoon to you, Senator. Appreciate your time today.
Good afternoon. I'm not sure how esteemed I am, but it's good to be here.
Well, I think you have a few fans over here on the east side of the state for a couple of pieces of legislation of yours, but that's something we can discuss a little bit later on. However, first thing we want to touch on is the lawsuit that was announced recently by the Department of Justice against King County regarding the shutdown of ICE's ability to use it as a transportation field for the deportation of illegal immigrants from the state of Washington. Talk to us a little bit about the lawsuit, and was this something that maybe some in your area saw coming after the announcement was made by Executive Constantine?
Yeah, definitely. We've been working with the administration to try to get their focus on taking action against some of these rogue actions by counties, cities, and states across the country with regards to immigration. And I think the most important thing for us to kind of set the scene on this is we're not talking about people who are simply in America illegally. We are talking about criminal illegals who have committed crimes, some of them extremely serious crimes. It could be rape, it could be assault, it could be armed robbery. And these people then are deported back to their country of origin. Dow Constantine, the King County executive, has gone to the feds and said you cannot use Boeing Field, which is what we commonly refer to it as, the airport there next to I-5 called Boeing Field. It's actually owned by King County. He denied them the ability to use that facility to deport these people who are criminal illegals. And so the Department of Justice had to ship these people over to Yakima across the mountains in the wintertime and use that as the base for returning these people to their countries of origin, costing money and putting the safety of our employees at risk. So, yeah, we're very happy that the Attorney General is taking action.
And I'm going to guess, Senator Erickson, that tab for transportation was footed by the state?
Not by the federal government, of course. You know, ICE is paying that bill. So, you know, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. You know, I think the last tab we saw was between $600,000 and $1 million of additional transportation costs, which in the federal budget is not huge, but that's real money, you know. And it doesn't need to happen. And also, like I say, going over the passes in the wintertime with those buses adds time, adds labor expenses, and their safety concerns, both to our ICE agents and to those being transported.
So the basis of the lawsuit then would be interference with federal immigration, with the execution of federal immigration law, or would there be anything else entailed with that?
Well, on this one, I think specifically denying them access to an airport, I believe, is against the law at the federal level. The other parts of it are other states are being targeted for being more of a sanctuary state. I refer to them as illegal harbor states because you're harboring people in the country illegally. And so they are targeting New York and California, I believe, on the whole as a state for the policies that they have there, which I think will then spill over into Washington state. Was last year the Democrats made Washington state an illegal harbor state, refusing to work with our federal agents, you know, to get criminal illegals out of all of Washington state. So that's what's going on. And I think most people in America are pretty happy, whether you're a U.S. citizen, whether you're an immigrant to America who hasn't yet received your citizenship and you're a law-abiding person. Many people in those communities, those immigrant communities, want to see these criminal illegals sent home because they make everybody's neighborhood less safe, but particularly the neighborhoods of the immigrant communities.
Well, we've had some pretty high-profile cases in Washington state as a result of some of the not just loose sentencing guidelines, but some judicial activism where we have seen those in the country illegally and violent be released, commit a further crime. And people are left to wonder, how safe exactly is my community, and what aren't you supposed to be protecting law-abiding citizens instead of making it easier for individuals to commit crimes?
You know, without a doubt, and I don't care, you know, what country you came from to come to America, I think people here agree that one of the main functions of the role of government is to keep communities safe. And what you're seeing now is, in for whatever reason these people want to do it, they are intentionally making our communities less safe by the actions that they're taking. So I think this is a great move by the federal government. It's going to get us going in the right direction. I think it's a move that is going to be overwhelmingly supported by the people of America.
We're talking with State Senator Doug Erickson from the 42nd Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Senator Erickson, have we seen a piece of legislation in Washington State proposed either on your side of the aisle or on the House side? I know I've seen a couple in some other states that would actually look to hold municipalities accountable for calling themselves a sanctuary city or a sanctuary community if a crime was committed by a illegal in that area after being previously released and not having any kind of immigration law or not having the federal government informed about a detainer on the individual. Have we seen any legislation like that come through in Washington State?
Yeah, we've seen that. Senator Phil Fortunato has put forward a piece of legislation that would repeal the illegal harbor law passed last year by the Democrats so that our local governments would be allowed again under state law to go and talk to federal agencies to keep our streets safer. We've also had legislation introduced that would compel them, you know, to communicate with the federal government in certain situations. So right now, those bills are not getting hearings in the current makeup in Olympia. The Democrats actually introduced a bill that would prohibit ICE agents from being within a mile of the county judicial system, the courthouse, to be able to arrest people who are convicted of violent felonies. They actually have a bill that says those ICE agents cannot come within a mile radius of the courthouse to arrest people who are being convicted of violent crimes and then deport them.
And I'm going to guess that bill made it through committee.
That one probably might have, you know. So it's kind of what we're up against here in Olympia right now. And I spend a lot of time trying to analyze what is the driving force behind these bills. You know, what do the Democrats think they're achieving, you know, through this? And it's very frustrating to try to figure out what their end game and what their goal is.
Now, Senator Erickson, we know that there have been attempts to curb federal funding in states that do claim to be sanctuary. We know, if I remember correctly, Attorney General Bob Ferguson fought against an attempt to pull some federal funds from Washington State or signed on to a lawsuit with a couple of other states. Is there a likelihood at some point in time that that could actually be enforced and that Washington State could lose a significant amount of federal money? Would it change the minds of those on the other side of the aisle once money begins to dry up?
You know, I'm hoping that that does happen, you know, and Bob Ferguson sues the Trump administration every other day. And the reason I know that, because every time after he sues the Trump administration, he sends out a fundraising letter for his reelection campaign. So you kind of wonder what he's up to. But we're working our way through the court system on that, you know, with regards to withholding funds. There's definitely precedent at the federal level for withholding funds from states that refuse to comply with federal law. And those are on federal laws that many people think would be states' rights, you know, back when the moving the drinking age to 21 or seatbelt laws or different things like that. You know, we're talking right now about a right that's specifically granted to the federal government for national security and securing our borders. That is clearly in the Constitution the purview of the federal government. And so when states refuse, you know, to work with the feds to secure our borders, I think that's the place where you definitely can make the case that they should be losing money. Will it change the mind of Democrats in Olympia currently? I don't think so, but I think it will change the minds of the voting public when they go to the polls in November of 2020 to decide what kind of Washington state they want to have.
We're talking with Senator Doug Erickson from the 42nd Legislative District here on The Bottom Line. And Senator Erickson, you may not be aware, but you may have picked up more than a handful of fans over here on the eastern side of the state with your bill that would have returned Seattle to its natural state via looking at breaching the Ballard locks. I have to ask, how well did that go over?
You know, I saw a lot of eyes opening on the Democrat side, not that they are going to vote to pass the bill or they're going to back off in certain things, but when they actually learned, you know, that in order to create Lake Washington and Lake Union there, they had to lower Lake Washington by about 9 feet, and they actually dried up the actual outflow, the old outflow of Lake Washington, which used to be a major salmon-bearing stream, you know, going into it. They did not know, you know, all of that gone into shaping and altering the environment that modern-day Seattleites get to enjoy and utilize. So I think it did open some eyes, and that was really the point of the bill, for them to say, take a look at what you've done to your area before you go over to the real Washington, as I call it, Eastern Washington, and try to tear out the dams that are integral to energy production, you know, economic activity, recreation, tourism in the area. So I think that goal was accomplished, actually.
Senator Doug Erickson of the 42nd Legislative District, we all appreciated the bill. We all understood the irony involved, and all got a good laugh out of it. And thank you for your support with our dam, sir. We appreciate it very much.
Yep.
And look forward to talking to you again in the near future. Thanks for your time today.
Always happy to come on the radio with the capital of Free Washington, which is the Tri-Cities.
Senator Doug Erickson, always a pleasure to speak with you. Going to take a quick time out here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.